You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us. We are The Real Short Box. My name is Donald, and I am here with Kevin, of course, and a couple of very special guests. I'm here with one, John Cataline and Janet Rodriguez. Both are avid horror fans and spooky stuff that goes bump in the night. And we thought perfect to have these two on and discuss what scares them. So basically, it's all about what scares you personally. And I think that the timing is right for Halloween, you know, for the fall, kind of spooky, scary kind of a season. I feel like this is the time we need to talk about what scares you. Like for me, for example, I'm going to be real with you. Being from the country, living out, you know, away from city life and stuff for a good chunk of my life, I think what would super scare me when I was younger was just the stillness and the quietness of the night, you know, like not hearing other noises and things, and just knowing that if you didn't hear anything, no one else could hear anything either. You know what I mean? Yes. Like,
you could get murdered out there and nobody would be
there. Right. Yes. That scared the shit out of me. The fact that no one could come to my aid in a right time. We've all seen those horror films, right? Where they're out in the woods or the country or something, or they're at a party house that's way out, or a barn or something. And they're like, oh, help us, help us. And the cops are like, we'll never get out there in time, you know? And you're like, oh, God, well, I guess I'm dead. Right. So, yeah, that's one thing that frightens me. So let's kind of dive into it. From a psychological standpoint, since that seems to be where mine stems from, and from film, is there anything from film that created kind of a psychosis for you, created something that made you like look behind something or pick something up or check behind things or anything like that, guys, that kind of resonated with you? And if you remember the film, that's great. If not, don't worry. You just need to know what the event is, what does that.
For me, I was probably 10 years old, maybe something like that. And I had watched Friday the 13th Part 2 for the first time. And I was laying on a couch, and above me was a window. And if you've seen the ending of Friday the 13th Part 2, you know that Jason jumps through this window. There's this sweet, cute little dog, and all of a sudden, Jason comes barreling through this window, right? That carried with me all the way until I was, like, past a teenager, okay? My friend Jesse came over one time, and, like, that part of the movie was coming up. And I was sitting by a window. I had to get up and move from the window because I thought he was going to come through and jump through the window and get me. And that stuck with me literally for years. But I can watch it now and I'm okay. Right. You're right. See, you're right. There's a window right behind me. I'm just saying right now, he better not come through here. I'm just saying, man. I don't want to see Sophie, like, you know, all cute on the floor there all of a sudden, and Jason comes behind me because I'm out. I'm gone.
Right.
But, to kind of piggyback off what you said too, Donald, like, I grew up in an area like that too, man, where like my dad's old house was kind of like considered like the country area. Mm-hmm. So when I would walk from my dad's house to my one friend's house, there was this one area of like surrounded on both sides of like a wooded area. And like you said, there was that still of the night. It's back then you can play until it was like pitch black outside. Nobody cared. You didn't get in trouble, you know, and you didn't worry about, well, except for what your mind was telling you, of course, about getting killed out, just walking and having a good time and playing with your friends. Right. But these two like surrounding parts of the woods right there. And it was like literally a couple second walk through it. But your mind told you it was way longer than that. And there was something in there that was going to come out and get you. So you'd either run through that sucker really quick or you'd like start humming a song or something and get through there, man. And it just freaked me the hell out, man. I always thought like maybe Jason's going to come through there. It might be Michael Myers. Who knows? Something's going to come through there and get me, though. You know, and you would, and your mind would play tricks on you. You'd always hear things.
Right.
You'd hear like a stick break or something. You'd be like, oh, shit. What's that? You know? It's like, well, it was freaky, man. It was really freaky.
Yeah. You could hear like a cat like fighting with something in the distance. Or, yeah. You're like, oh, well, that's the killer.
Or you hear that.
Yes.
Well, Kevin, that was a prank I pulled on you a while back, and I did apologize about that already. I did follow him around every day and would hum that just gently in all kinds of non-discreet like places.
And you'd be hiding so he could never see you if
he he finally caught me at Ralph's, and it was pretty obvious. I was just pushing a cart behind him doing it. So there's not really many places you can hide there. It's a grocery store, by the way, for those that don't know. It's like a Kroger. There we go. Owned by the same people.
You said Ralph, and I honestly thought of Crazy Ralph from Friday the 13th, because nobody listened to the Masked Man anyway.
That's right.
He tried to tell you, man. Listen, you said you're doomed. Don't go in there. And did you listen? No. And then you died. That's because you listened to the old crazy guy.
You're old doomed.
Yeah. It's like when we had a warehouse that we were renting out of where the company I worked for. And when we first moved in, this guy poked his head in. He's like, "It's going to rain." And I was like, "Excuse me." And he's like, "It's going to rain in here." And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "That roof's going to leak and it's going to rain."
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, "Oh, okay, buddy. All right." He wasn't wrong. When it rained,
it did rain.
That roof leaked like a motherfucker. I mean, it leaked bad. Like a whole chunk of the ceiling fell in, like in the front. Like he was not wrong at all. So yeah, crazy people listen to him sometimes.
Now, what if you saw this guy a few months later, Donald, and he says, "There's gonna be blood tonight."
I'd run like hell. I would quit and pack up. That'd be the end of it.
Quit the job and go. You don't need it. You don't need it.
Yep. I don't need this job. I don't need you. I am done.
Exactly.
Yeah, no thanks, Kevin. Thanks, but I'm good on that.
But although the rain, you don't have to worry too much about that in LA. I mean, because it hardly ever rains.
That is true. That is very true. It's rained a total of probably 10 times this year, I would imagine, I think. Maybe. But
has it ever rained blood, though? That's the question.
Not that we know of.
No, that's, no.
That's good.
Kevin's threatened it, but it's never really happened. He's gotten mad at me enough that he's like, "Motherfucker, it's about to rain blood." I'd be like, "Oh, shit." I'm like, and you know he's serious when he says that. Kevin is mad.
When the pandemic started and he was like, "It's the apocalypse."
All right. Oh, yeah. He was screaming up and down the street. Coming. He would go and park his car at the end of a street. Just pick a street and you'd run down it screaming, "The apocalypse is coming."
And of course, I'm wearing one of those biblical signs, you know, tell you about the end is near.
Oh yeah, the end is nigh. The end is nigh.
Sorry, that's right. The end is nigh. The end is nigh.
Oh, man. Well, Kevin, what do you have something that kind of scared the shit out of you?
Yeah, you know, and generally speaking, and this has always been throughout my lifetime, is if it's just pure darkness, there's no light whatsoever. If I'm driving down a road, like there's no light at all. For some reason, all the electricity's out, or just in your house in general. The lights are out late at night and you can't see a thing. Just pure darkness, especially when you have like those nightmares where you just like you're floating. Like I've had those kind of weird nightmares where I'm like floating in space or floating in darkness. It's just absolutely freaks you out because you can't see anything. You don't know what's out there. It's just terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Just pure nothingness, a void of nothingness.
Yeah, that is a little spooky, I will say. When you can't see anything and it's quiet, it's completely pitch black. I have a problem with enclosed spaces. I didn't used to, but it's developed over the years where it's a form of claustrophobia, and it's gotten rather intense over the years, to be honest.
Oh.
So for me, being pitch black and it being in a smaller area, I think would probably be the worst for me. Like not being able to know my surroundings well and be stuck there.
God, do you guys ever have like a dream I had that was really creepy, like where you're buried alive and it kind of makes me think of like Kill Bill, right?
Oof,
that makes me think of that, a dark and closed space.
Yeah, that's super scary. I think being buried alive is probably the scariest thing next to being buried, like put in a coffin and then being put in like a furnace.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Woo. Well, that's like in Scrooge. Remember with Bill Murray? He sees himself being cremated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. That's intense. That's some intense shit. Like that would not work well for me. If I had that dream, I would wake up in a lot of sweat.
I was sweating when I woke up from being buried alive, but I had like all this like tools and things trying to get myself out. It's crazy. I don't know. I didn't ever get out, but when I woke up, I was like, "Oh, I'm free."
You said that out loud when you woke up?
Yeah. I was like, I'm free. I'm not okay. in the box. I'm alive.
Did you go out to your window and throw a quarter down to a small child and tell him to buy the largest goose he could find in the window? Or
I said, what day anything? Is this boy?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Tuesday, bitch. You're like, here's a quarter, you asshole. Go buy me a fucking piece of candy. So, can't even buy a pack of gum anymore with a quarter. It's a sad thing.
No. Oh,
very sad.
Add a dollar to that in the quarter, and there you go.
Right. Yeah.
I did get a gumball for 50 cents not that long ago.
Oh, off the kid that you threw the money at? Give me a gumball.
50 cents.
But, give me a gumball.
You know, stamps are heading that way too. That's always buy forever stamps, so it doesn't matter when they.
They stopped, Kevin, they stopped doing stamps with prices on them, sir. They're sure all. Yes, they're all for. Yeah, they're all forever stamps now.
What about postcards?
Well, that whatever you're smoking is very expensive. Because I go to the post office quite a bit, and they never have stamps with prices on them anymore because they change the prices too much.
Too much. Yeah.
It's true. And that must be crazy. I'm
they should put the price though, because I feel like people who collect stamps wanted to know whenever it went up. You know.
Too late now.
They just have to look at the year of issue. You know, and they'd be like, okay, yeah, basically, that's all.
By the way, I have another one that I just thought about right now. Extreme heights. Like, if I watch a YouTube video, you know those people who climb those skyscrapers, and they do these crazy tricks with their cameras?
The mountains are the scariest one, I think. Mountain climbing?
That's crazy, but just the skyscraper, for some reason, bothers me even more. Because I'm like, man, these idiots, they're taking their risk in their life, and they're doing all kinds of tricks. And then it's like you feel like your heart just about to come up your throat because you see that point of view. Even though I know I'm not there, I feel like I'm there. Like it just scares the crap out of me.
So heights just bothers you. It's just heights.
Extreme heights. Not heights in general, but just extreme heights. Like,
do you guys all have a fear of heights? I do too.
What about you, John?
It doesn't really bother me too much. I'll say my first time ever going to the top rope during training for wrestling scared the shit out of me.
Really?
Like, that was like, yeah, man, they, you know, they kind of throw you in and they say, hey, look, we're going to have you climb the top rope and we're going to have just come out. And I'm just like, uh-uh.
Do you kind of feel like it was like a tight rope? Like when people are afraid of that?
I mean, I don't know. I think I just had a fear of it just in general, just going up there and never being up there before and just kind of being kind of thrown in saying, hey, climb up there and do something. I'm like, oh God, why?
Right. What if I hurt somebody when I fall? What if I hurt myself when I fall?
Exactly.
Yeah, totally get it. Totally get it. Yeah. What if I break my neck and I'm paraplegic or whatever? Yeah. Exactly. I completely understand. Like I have a love hate with heights. I love that you get an amazing view, which is why I'm able to push myself as much as I am with that. So I've been working on that slowly over the years with my height thing. I've done the skydiving. I've done the bungee jumping. I did a hot air balloon most recently with my mom. So like I've done a lot of height related things. But I don't necessarily find heights. My comfortable term is they make my balls fizz.
What?
Like I get this fizzy ball feeling in the pit of my stomach that just makes me feel.
It's like your version of the equivalents of having butterflies. You got
in your stomach.
Fizzy balls.
Fizzy balls.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
it makes my balls.
Sounds like a drink. Sounds like a drink.
Well, Kevin, I'll make you one if you want.
No, thank you.
You sure? I need some fizzy balls.
Oh my gosh.
Janet, Janet, do you want his fizzy balls?
Kevin, I offered you first. Don't be re-offering my fizzy balls to other people. When I offered you. That is rude. Yeah, I'm offering you fizzy balls. You should accept it.
Yeah, sure.
You're one of his best friends, Kevin, you know.
No, he can't be. He can't be my best friend because he has a best friend that's not me. And you can't have Purvis. More than Shout one best Purvis. Friend.
In New York, right, Kevin?
You can't have more than one
friend. Well, it's funny. I had this conversation with a few people. I don't like the concept of the best friend. It's kind of like you have to rank people. You know, you're my third best friend, brother. You're my second. Right. You're my fourth best friend today. Movies.
No, you don't say that. You either have one best friend or you don't have one at all. Like, that's it. You either have one or you can't have more than one.
Okay, fine. I don't have one at all. It's hard for me to do that.
John, your dog is also your best friend, right?
Yes, I do consider Sophie one of my best friends. Yes, I have a circle.
You see how it changed earlier.
No, but I have
that my circle, best friend you know? Now. I consider Sophie to be one of my best.
Well, no, it's wow. true because I have that circle, so, man. Like I have my group of people that I consider close enough. Unfortunately, I lost one of my very closest friends passed away a couple years ago.
I'm so sorry.
You know, but I have other ones that I have like that. I keep my group very close because obviously you learn over the years, you can't trust everybody. People change over time and they get stupid and crazy and stuff like that. And those are the people I don't want to be around. So I kind of relegate just to a group. And those are the people that I choose to want to be around. And I enjoy their company and stuff. And that's kind of,
that makes sense.
So yeah. I get what you're saying. It's hard to kind of say, okay, put a label on this is my best friend, you know? Yeah. So I would use the term one of my best friends, like this person I consider would be one of my best friends.
You know what? I could say that,
you know?
Yeah. I could say Janet, Donald. Yeah. Purvis, Marie, you know, a few other people out there. I could say, look, these six or seven people, these are like my closest of friends. Yeah, I could definitely say so.
Exactly.
Oh,
well, you didn't make the list.
Oh,
John is one of his best friends too.
Kevin didn't even come close to my list.
It reminds me of Shaun of the Dead. Would you keep your best friend chained up in the shed like Shaun of the Dead did? Keep him around and play games with him.
It would depend on who it was for me. Like if it was Sophie and she was, I would keep her because she's my buddy.
You know, I'd have to have.
If it was one of my other friends, I could probably give or take and just let you gotta go. Time to go. You're a zombie now.
Some
we're not.
Our
I gotta go.
Best friends would want us to take their heads off. Like, please put me out of my misery. Yeah,
probably. Yeah. I can feel like somebody would probably keep me hanging around for some reason. Though. I'd make them laugh or some shit or something, I guess. But maybe they'd keep me around. I don't know.
Like,
they might
not.
I don't
want you gone. I'd at least want you here, even if you're a zombie.
I guess. You never know.
I think that's how Shaun.
Until he eats your brains. And
that's
then
true, too.
It's a different story.
And Return of the Living Dead, it's like, Jenny, I like I need brains. I want to eat your brain, you know.
Oh, yes. My gosh. I thought of another one that I kind of got over this fear. So watching, was it Poltergeist? I think the first one where who's calling to them? The evil spirits from the bottom of the pool. And they go that swimming pool.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Oh. So when I finally did make it to where I could swim to the bottom of a pool and, you know, your ears are popping, I was so freaked out that an evil spirit was going to, like, suck me into, like, a vent in the pool or something.
Yeah, I can get that. I can get behind that. If you ever, like, fall on a sleep and then you wake up in the middle of the night because you heard your name.
Yes.
No. It's like so. No.
Really?
That'd be freaky as shit.
Oh,
watch
man.
It happened to me tonight. Now watch.
It's happened. It's happened to me multiple times. I'll hear Donald like that, and it used to be here in the place I'm at now. It was a woman's voice, and I feel like there was someone that used to live here that maybe had passed here, and she was overlooking, like looking out for the apartment and stuff, because I think at the time it was like the fridge was ajar or like one of the cupboard doors was left open or, you know, something, you know, a stove wasn't quite off, although it was still like the switch was kind of in between, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. And I feel like she was overlooking the place. So I would get woken up to like tidy up and make sure I took care of everything first. So it was weird, but yeah, I would get that. I sound crazy, but I would get that voice and like, I would hear it and I'd be like, Donald, like that. And I would wake up and I'd be like, oh shit, what? You know, and then
and
I would instantly look around.
That you're in now, right?
Yes. The apartment I'm in right now.
Where we've had many amazing Halloween parties.
That's true. Quite a few.
And that's why, because there's somebody hanging out there with you.
The spirits.
Yeah.
Apparently, all the things that scared me had to do with Jason and Friday the 13th for some reason. But I remember being a kid. You guys remember part six where they put him, Tommy put him the boulder and then the chain and put him down there at the bottom of the lake, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I remember going swimming one time and I swear to you, I don't know if it was just my mind or what. My foot hit some type of rock and I could have swore to you there was a chain attached to it and I got out of the water. You guys remember the toy with Richard Pryor?
Yeah.
When he was
yeah.
in the lake with the piranhas? That was me running out of that lake too.
Oh,
because I got out of there as fast as I could because I thought Jason was down there, man. I was like, I'm out. I gotta go.
That's right.
Dude, movies have a way of doing that to you. Like you said, there's certain things that can For the longest time, I was scared shitless of Michael Myers. I fully admit that. One of my favorite things now. Yeah. Dude, I would hear the music. And if it was one of those things where you could be upstairs in your room and they'd play it on the radio around October, obviously, for like a commercial or something. And you would instantly get goosebumps and you'd look around like, holy shit, he's probably in here with me. And I would think that, you know, it was weird as hell, man. It took until I got to meet Dick Warlock, who played him in part two, in person, and seeing him sit there as this little old man with no Michael Myers mask on to say, wow, he's just an everyday person. Why am I afraid of that? You know? And then I kind of got rid of that fear and it wasn't so bad anymore. Like I was, I've always loved the character, always loved the movies. But when I got to see him as a person out of all that, it was like, oh damn. I mean, that's it. I can't be afraid of that, you know? But yeah, for some reason, those movies kind of just, they stuck with me.
And you were swimming in a lake, John, and was it where, you know, they're so dark where you can't see fish? It's so dark.
Those are scary lakes.
Yeah, muddy. Actually, muddy. Yeah. Muddy lakes. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't even try. My foot hit that. I'm telling you, I felt the rock. I felt maybe a chain, maybe not a chain. I don't know, but I got the hell out of there as quick as I could. Yeah. I was like, I don't want to see if he's down there. I don't want to see him. I'm out. Gotta go. Oh,
so scary. Yeah. The scariest are the very murky lakes, though, because you don't know what's in there.
Yours could be like kind of like a fear of drowning almost, though, like of being pulled under and of being drowned.
An evil spirit, though, is sucking you in there.
Right. Right. True. So I could see that. So we've had like something where it's like enclosed spaces. We've had the dead of night. We've had strange voices. We've had heights. We've had drowning now.
I thought of another one that's in Monsters, Inc. that I think they try to scare the kids. It's something's under your bed is going to like grab your foot. If you step down on the floor in your bedroom.
Yeah. See, now, that's a classic. Classic.
Yes. Makes me think of the film Campfire Tales. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, that was really cool.
I don't know if I have.
That's right.
I'll sum it up for you.
Wasn't there a whole world under the bed, or was there?
No, this is like a it's an anthology horror movie. So basically, I'll sum it up for you. I was sleeping one night, woke up just randomly, went downstairs, put on the TV. Okay, cool. There's this movie, and I'm watching it. And I'm seeing this little girl talk to who she thinks is another little girl on this computer, and you realize it's a grown ass man who's very creepy. And she's telling this person that her parents are going out that night. She'll be by herself and all this stuff. So, of course, this dude comes to the house. Little girl takes her shower. She talks to her dog. She goes to bed. And every night before she goes to sleep, she puts her hand down and the dog licks her hand. son of a bitch, if she doesn't do this at this one part in the movie, she puts her hand down. And obviously, you know, we can hear licking. As the camera kind of pans up on the mirror, it says people can lick too. And you can see this dude under her bed licking her hand.
I cannot
go back to sleep after that. I was like, I was like, dude, if my hand comes off of this bed or my foot comes off of this bed,
you're going to get licked.
Dude, I was like, I'm done.
That's one of Kevin's greatest fears is of being licked. Kevin hates moisture in any form, and being licked is one of them. Yeah.
Don't ever get around the bushwhackers then, because you know that was one of their things.
That's true.
Don't ever do that.
That's very true. They did love to do that.
Yes.
So I guess that kind of parlays well into or works well with the fact of like when you went to go to your car. I still do this, by the way. When I'm out alone and it's at night and I'm in a sketch area, I will look down and kind of lean out to unlock the car and open the door because I don't want somebody with a knife to cut my Achilles from underneath. I'll fall down and that'll be the end of me. And then I open the door and I hop in and I pull the door shut and I close it. I lock it and I'm out. That's it.
Same thing with like looking in the back seat to make sure nobody's
back
there.
Seat.
Yeah. Yep. You just never
know.
Still
do it. Yeah.
A lot of those urban legends that they've covered in movies and stuff really do. It's true.
Yeah.
It scared somebody somewhere at some point in life.
Mm-hmm.
Either you admit to it or you don't. I'll admit to things that scared the shit out of me. Like the biggest thing that scares me in life now are spiders. I hate spiders. Those freak me out.
Arachnophobia, for real.
I can't stand them, man. I will kill them for people if they're scared of them. but I don't like it.
You're in Ohio where they can be as big as your goddamn fist, and I'm not joking.
No, you're not, man. I was outside probably about a month ago. Sophie was outside all of a sudden I happened to look up and there was this big ass spider. And I can't even honestly, obviously can't see it because it's audio, but we're talking bigger than a quarter size. This thing was huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And poor Sophie just walks right under like where it's at. I have a fear that it's going to come down and snatch her up because she's so little. And I'm like, Sophie, get out of there. Come out of there right now. And I won't go near it because it's like just hanging there. I'm like, nope, I won't do it, dude.
Yeah.
The thing was huge, man. And I'm like, I don't do it. I don't do spiders. I can't. I just can't do it.
There's no scarier than spiders that need to be killed. Snails. Snails.
I've never been bothered by snails.
I'm joking. That's why I want to see Donald's reaction.
You have a problem, Kevin.
Oh.
It's just mean. Eating on perfectly harmless snails. They're wonderful creatures. They love just like anybody else.
Oh. Caterpillars are better, though. I like caterpillars better.
Oh, no, those sons of bitches will get you.
Yeah, they become butterflies, though.
Yeah. Butterflies, yeah, but they're also poisonous. Some of them.
Well, depends on the caterpillar.
They'll kill you dead. But I guess we're going to stop there. Let's end with that. That's a good, well-rounded kind of what scares us type scenario. I think that we've covered a lot of bases here. What I'm going to ask to our audience that's listening right now, give us a like, give us a follow, and comment if you would like, and let us know what scares you, like something that just frightens the hell out of you that you would like to mention. Let us know. But with that, I'm Donald. I'm here with Kevin. I'm here with Janet. And I'm here with John. And thank you all for joining. Yes, please subscribe. Please give us a like. Of course, give us a comment. And you can find these podcasts. We put them out almost every single week, usually, unless, you know, like, I don't know, I'm playing a video game or something more important. I don't know. But not really. You usually find us about every week. So with that, thank you for tuning in. If we don't find you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at the spine chilling, hair raising, and sometimes frightening comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.